Item number five, which is open to the public, are there any comments regarding item number 10, the consent agenda items? Item number seven, an ordinance on second reading, it's a bond ordinance, $3.4 million/$3.23 million improvements to Zirkle Avenue, which is open to the public. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Improvements to Zirkle Avenue in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $3,400,000 therefore and authorizing the issuance of $3,230,000 bonds or notes of the township to finance part of the cost thereof, was introduced on the 9th day of January 2018 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 13th day of January 2018. Now therefore be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on January 30th, 2018, the adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with the notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 18-01.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. At this time, are there any comments or questions from the public? Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Arvin?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes. This item passes on second reading. Item number eight, which is an ordinance on first reading, amending Chapter 3, Police Regulations, Section 3-26, idling of vehicles, truck idling restrictions. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Amending Chapter 3, Police Regulations, the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, 3-26, idling of vehicles, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Lewis Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 13th day of February 2018. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Arvin?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes. This item passes on first reading. Item number nine, which is an ordinance on first reading as well, acquisition of certain lands for the expansion of Possum Town Park. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Certain Lands for the Expansion of Possum Town Park in Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, 122 Possum Town Road, Block 3802, Lot 121.04, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Rose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 13th day of February 2018. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Arvin?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes. This item passes on first reading. Item number 10 is the consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Do I have a motion?
No.
At this time.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Arvin?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes. Okay, this item passes. Item number 11, are there any announcements or comments from officials at this time? Councilman Bullard?
Yes, I would like to say to everyone, this last Thursday, we had an excellent historic presentation based on the first African-American who was in North. They were born in the country, but it was not the first envoy that the voting came through. And the place is packed. Mr. Chen was there, and he learned some history himself.
This is good.
So it turned out extremely well. And by the way, we did put some information regarding this on the Facebook.
Thanks, Jim. Councilwoman Cahill?
None at this time, thank you.
Councilman Tom?
Thank you.
Councilwoman McCarty?
Not at this time.
Councilman Shaw? Councilman Gray? Mayor? Our business administrator? Tim? Council?
No comment.
At this time, I don't have any additional comments, but at this time, I'd like to open the floor to the public. So if you have any comments or questions, please feel free to come up to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Good evening, council.
Good evening.
Ambrose Valley Lane. Going back to item number 7, I know that's a done deal, but my question on that, who's footing the bill on it, number one? And number two, if it's being split between the township and whatever agency, do you think it's a good idea so that when you look at it, I know the township is not footing all the bill. Even if you don't have the money yet, township is footing so much of the bill, the rest of it's come from the county. I don't know. First of all, is the township footing this whole bill?
If I'd been council president, the county is putting what you see with the words, that is our share of cost.
It's the balance of DOT?
The balance is the county. But to share right there, because the county culvert is going to be a million and change.
You understand, Dave? That's our...
No, I understand. Okay, that brings up another question. Maybe I'm looking at it different. Why couldn't the total cost be there, which includes the county, I'm sure you know, and it says Piscataway's waste portion is this number that you have here, just for clarity.
Because that's our cost, that's what we're going to bond for permanent financing on, David.
So I'm going to give...
David, this is an ordinance regarding a bond approval. So yes. We're only stating the amounts for the bond. This isn't approval of the entire project. This isn't approval of the spending. This is approval of the bonding of funds. And so putting extra amounts on there would just be one confusing. But, you know, adding too much information to the agenda, you know, doesn't make a clear agenda, so.
Okay. So that means that this can come up again, since this is not the finished product, as far as the township's responsibility financially, is that correct?
So once they start a project, like any project, right, you never know what could potentially come up. It's just like when you're building a house. You think that, you know, it's going to cost a certain amount, and then something else is required. So it's a possibility.
Okay.
Triple Dave is a really old, it's a long street, it's a really old street, and I know it's been engineered before we came up with the pond amount, but I correct me if I'm wrong, Mayor, it's one of the streets that was probably made not an appropriate substructure, like a lot of...
Yes, that was one of the old original farm roads back almost 75 years ago. As a matter of fact, this is actually a very good economics for the town to do this, going in partnership with the Board of Chosen Freeholders and the County Engineering Department, because the Board of Chosen Freeholders and the Engineering Department recognized that the culvert needed to be replaced. They engineered the culvert as well as the roadway, and this ordinance is going to take care of our share of the construction dollars from the roadway outside of the scope of the actual culvert bridge. And part of that is that the county is going to pick up the cost of the construction management of the entire project, which is going to save us probably $125,000, maybe even more.
To translate into non-technical speak, the mayor understands some of these issues better than anybody. This is a township street, not a county road. But because of the large county presence in that culvert, they've taken the lead on engineering and project management and saved us $1 million there?
Yeah. No, I understand. I was just trying to get a breakdown. That's all. I understand.
Dave, we probably talked about the total cost of the project when we initially put it on to go forward with it way back when. I don't remember what it is. I'm sure this administrator could get that for you. I don't remember just off the top of my head how much the county is paying. A couple million, correct?
Yes. It depends upon also, once the engineering, not to belabor the point, the engineering design, And then what parameters that the Department of Environmental Protection put on you, what you have to do. So that may, in a lot of cases, drive up the costs also.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Akins, but I think Mr. Akins is just trying to point out is that I think from a perspective as a resident, it would be nice to know to see the kind of money that we're getting help with. You know,
yes.
And I think that was his.
That's it.
You know the number?
And we don't have the total number yet because the project hasn't gone out.
We'll get it though.
Okay.
Wait.
Now, on that vein, for item number B, Bravo, that's 10 Bravo, we've discussed this, no issue with that. But I've asked this many times. This was the third change, and I've always asked. Even if it's change one, why, and this is to me a no-brainer, why can't the initial cost of that project be posted, listed, put it in brackets, so that down the road, 2 or 3 years ago, $74,000 is insignificant depending on what the initial cost was?
Right.
I've asked that many times.
Right. You can't do that, and here's the reason why. For instance, this change order has to do with the sub-base of the sidewalk, new sidewalks going in there. From what I understand from the engineering department, when we go to do the final capping, there's going to be a less asphalt probably being used out there, which means overall that there's going to be a decrease in the entire contract. So because this is an addendum to that one section of the contract, for sidewalks, that's the change order, it's a plus. But if you can look at the grand scheme of things, that they're going to probably end up using less quantities and they finish the paving out there, so the overall contract will be less.
Right, so I think what you're asking now, Mr. Akins, you want to know what the original cost was and then what the delta is as a result of the change order. So that's something, I mean, that's something that, we could include that.
It's in the resolution.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying, it's a lot nicer on the agenda. As far as money being deducted because you don't use all, that's fine. So when that happens, like in the past, it's on the agenda, X amount of dollars was put back in the kitty, so to speak, from this project. So you just make the deduction.
This is Mr. Akins' way of trying to make a pitch for $500,000 bill paid out on his street.
Hey, Dave, there are certain legal requirements for the heading of the resolution of the ordinance. And we have to follow those requirements. What's in the body of it may be different, but what you see on the agenda is the heading that we vote on, and from a non-legal perspective, I can understand why you're saying it would be great if we had more information, but we have to follow the law on how we title it.
So the agenda is essentially a notice of the resolution. The problem is it's a waterfall, essentially. If we provide the original contract amount, and this is the third change order, we have to make sure that we provide the current contract amount after the second change order, and then you start end up writing a paragraph for each piece. We're always happy to let you know the numbers. You can always go to the clerk's office and get that information. It's on the resolution. It's just if we start putting information beyond what the actual resolution's for, it creates an agenda that will become overly burdensome. And that's the issue, David.
You always ask, and you always do, David. We always you give it to you immediately or get it.
I understand exactly what you're saying. The only thing I'm asking is, even if you have to change the numbers because you're adding more and the cost goes up, so what? I mean, how much time does that take? How often, I mean, when I listen to you, it sounds like this is going to be the norm. We're going to constantly get these. Sure, you're going to run into some unexpected construction costs, but listening to you in general is like, this is the norm more so than the exception. So anyway, I'm ready to move on. But, so it's agreed that the initial cost or not, I understand what you're saying, for the first, when it's first announced, which is the initial cost without any change, will that number be there?
So I think what David is asking for is that when we have a change order number three, so the thing, David, is if we put the initial contract amount and then we put the change order amount, This will not, the change order amount is not from the original, the baseline, it's from change order number two. So we have to put the original amount, change order number one, change order number two, and then change order number three. So that's why there will be numerous numbers on there.
Okay.
But that's in the, that's actually in the resolution.
It's in the resolution? Okay.
It's in the resolution, the body of the resolution.
See, the only thing with the resolution, unless it says something on the agenda, I look at the resolution, I don't know if it's on there, because unless it's something denoted on the agenda, to look at the resolution for that specifically, I still don't know where it's at. But anyway, but you understand my point.
Yeah, David, if we give the answer,
so that's the thing, David. If we put all that information on the agenda, we might as well just start, like, literally taking out, we have one-page resolution for this, provided we end up having to put all those one-pagers on the agenda to make sure it's clear as to what we're approving. But I'll definitely give you the number, so, you know, we always do whenever you ask.
I'll stop by the administrator's office.
Okay, good.
It'd be easier that way.
Understand,
we want to make sure you have it.
In the body of the resolution, but not in the caption, in the title.
I understand. Item number I is India. I've seen, since the last time we had in 2014, judgments being reversed and so forth and so on. My concern is, let me talk about it briefly. You can't say all of these are from residential owners that has been reversed or reduced. It could be from corporations' business. Other than looking up the lot and block, how do you know if it was? This is the answer, this is the question. Who did the appraisal, such as the illustrious appraisal company that we have now, or someone else that does strictly the business? Because I've seen a lot of these throughout the year. I mean,
well, this is the case. This is a commercial piece of property on Colonial Drive, which is on the agenda. If you know Colonial Drive, you'll know that it's an industrial area. And they filed a tax appeal. Tax appeals have been a giant issue for a number of years. The reason that the state has compelled us and we've done these revals is to get a hold of this issue, because it was an issue that was just driving a giant hole in our budget every year. So we see a lot less of them now, but this is we had this conversation with several people. Commercial property is taxed differently. I always like the analogy, when your kids move out of the house and you got three empty bedrooms, you can't come into town and say, I want my taxes reduced. But if I own an office building and three of my tenants move out, I now have less income. And that's the way taxes are designed, for property taxes for commercial property. So if I own a building down the road and I have, you know, three tenants move out and I'm generating less income, I may have a drop in my property taxes. So we reversed that, is the good news. And the good news is that through a lot of hard work and economic development, we've filled a lot of space and brought in a lot of new businesses, and now the corporate tax base is back up to about 50% where it was a decade ago. But that's what this is. Again, we can't put it on the title, but we can give you any information you want. A lot of the streets are obvious by the name of the street that it's a commercial zone and not a residential zone. We don't see a lot of residential tax appeals.
Let me just enlighten everyone in the council. The last time the illustrious appraiser was here, and I looked at my card, my house was depreciated 10% according to them. I'm saying, how can my house be depreciated only 10%? That means my house is practically brand new, 90%. What this illustrious appraisal did, they put down that I remodeled two of my bathrooms, okay? Now that's great for the township and everything, for no rhyme or reason. They've been in the house. How does a person, and in the box where it says comment, you think they-
Mr. Akins, did you remodel or you didn't?
No.
Okay, so then what I would do is I would submit-
Oh, I know what to do.
Okay.
But I don't, first of all, I shouldn't have to appeal something that wasn't there, that wasn't-
Right.
Why should myself or anyone go and appeal something That just didn't happen because someone decided, oh, I'll put down upgraded the two bathrooms. Nothing was done.
Right.
Nothing. So who pays the bulk of the higher taxes for the people that didn't pay? People like me, because the house only depreciated 10%.
We had a process set up where the appraisers were here for weeks in a very informal way.
I was here.
Just come in and sit and talk with them.
I was here. And I brought that to their attention.
Did it get resolved? Did they change it?
I haven't seen the new property cards.
So I can tell you that I recently just got mine, so we'll take a look to see.
Got mine today.
You got yours today. Okay, so we'll see. Take a look. Maybe yours will come in the next day or so, and then you can come back or take a walk into Lisa's office or Tim's office, and we'll see exactly what happens. I was going to say we're moving past our 3 minutes here, Mr. Aiken, so I can give you.
Well, you almost have time.
Yeah.
In the bank, right there. You guys.
So is that okay if you could, follow up with Lisa?
I'm going to follow, but let me just say this. I hate to talk about people when I went here. The house right next to my house, with neighbors, I've been in the house, this is the last time. They have a finished basement,
right?
And they have baseboard heat. And baseboard heat is evaluated, I don't know why, higher than forced hot air.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the property cards next door. I said, Lisa, they have baseboard heat.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is, well, I can do what I want to do. That's not true. Even the mayor has said, people that don't let people in the house and they raise the amount, that's their fault. This way they see a high and they'll go and they'll check. But when I told Lisa, this is not something someone's telling me. I've been in there. Didn't faze her at all. And another thing, this last time, now I know you're not taxed on this. On my property card it says I have sidewalks and curbs. I know you're not taxed on it, but the point of it as far as accuracy, I told him last year, I told this guy this time, there is no sidewalks. It's insignificant, but it shows the attention that people are paying to detail, even though it doesn't make any difference in the taxes. Okay, I'm finished unless someone else wants to ask me something.
No,
and as far as
it's okay, Mr. Aiken.
Okay, thank you. And as far as me talking to the tax assessor.
You graciously used up all your bank time.
Unless
Mr. Wheel wants to yield this time to the gentleman from Ambrose Valley Land. Let me just say before you talk to him, people should understand that what you pay in property taxes is not entirely controlled on the fact that your house may have had an additional appraised value. But the value may go up, which is a good thing overall for the economy, but the rate, the percentage rate, I'm gonna stick my head out there and predict is gonna probably go down. So your property value may go up $10,000, but your taxes may go down if the rate changes. And again, the reason is economic development and the fact that we've had a number of big corporate taxpayers contribute. So the little white card you're gonna get, it only tells part of the story. You'll get a tax bill in, what is it now, in July, I guess, where? Is that what it is? I think July.
Right.
Next year.
Right. Okay. Dan, so what do you have to say?
We'll let Mr. Wheel start.
Anthony Weil, excuse me, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North. One, I want to thank you for the truck no idling ordinance, given the warehouse situation, which, as you know, I'm not terribly pleased about. I've heard that there's a meeting coming up with the developer to talk about turning the warehouse around so the bays don't face my neighbors and myself. So I hope that goes well, and I hope the incentives are enough to get them to move forward on it. I know that you've also passed or put forth a proposal to keep trucks off River Road, which I know that the county has final say on that. But overall, we're adding trucks throughout the town, and there's a lot of recent data about diesel fumes. I just was reading an article about particulates and diesel fumes actually getting into people's heart, into the tissue, because they're so small. So the more trucks on the road, it's bad for everybody, particularly for the elderly and for young people. And I think we really need to evaluate what we're doing regarding air quality as well as traffic and noise. So I hope things go well with the meeting, and that's what I...
Thank you for your time.
Let me say, Joey, I'll report to you, call you as much as I can tell you what I can. But let me just say on the trucks, the objective is, and you're not wrong about the health issues associated with trucks and most vehicles and other industries, the objective of what we're trying to achieve is to keep these trucks in away from residential areas as much as possible by getting them off of the River Road corridor. We hope that many of them will avoid the Skyway altogether. I think you and I have spoken, but we're also going to ensure that Plainfield is a light traffic street. In Plainfield North, up until the entrance of that facility, because regardless of whether we're successful in achieving modifications, there'll be some real necessity for the use of that entrance for some trucks. But the police department is looking at, because that's the process we have to go through, making some changes to the status of Plainfield and Plainfield North, and hopeful that'll be on the agenda at some point in the near future.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Steve. Any other comments from the public at this time?
I'll make a comment.
Sure, please.
My name is Linda Kendrick. I live at 65 Bristol Road.
You said 65?
Bristol.
Thank you.
I'm in the Possum Town section, and I am quite concerned about the traffic. I know sometimes I have to go to the doctor early in the morning. It takes me almost a half hour to get from First Avenue to up to Centennial Avenue. The traffic is so heavy. And I just don't think the roads were built to accommodate this kind of traffic. Also, the Children North section, I think the high school is like 2.8 miles, so children have to walk. So you're going to have children on the roadway, which I think is very dangerous. And I'm certainly concerned about the pollution. So I would just like to bring these things up that as a concerned citizen, that I'm quite concerned. I really don't want the neighborhood to change with all these trucks. I'm scared of this.
I lived in Boston Town for a long time, so I know the issue you're talking about. Part of the solution, which I hope, is going to be the reconstruction and improvements on Bakeland, because a lot of vehicles come from Middlesex Borough and points in that direction, and they get on to Possum Town Road, and they take Possum Town Road out to 287 and or to other points, and we're hoping that a lot of the traffic will go on the commercial street, more commercial street in Bakeland. And there's a project there's some other projects down the road as well, modifying the feeder streets to avoid the issue of people, because a lot of people cut through, not so much on Bristol, but they'll take, you know, First Avenue and kind of wing their way through.
Now, we have a lot of commercial trucks. I would say maybe there's 7 to 10 trucks that come down Bristol from the road, I guess, and they kind of get lost. They really don't know where they're going.
Bristol's a street that probably we should take a look at. If it's not already, Bristol, I can't see a reason why.
There's no reason for any trucks to be going down Bristol.
We can remedy that, frankly, by taking a look at, and I know it's the person who's looking at some of this is Lieutenant Mosher, who lives around the corner from me.
Okay.
On Hancock, so we can look at eliminating truck traffic through neighborhoods by making some of these streets. Bristol is not a street that needs trucks for any reason other than maybe a local delivery. I know I've driven the fire truck down your street, but other than that, there's not really a need for trucks. So we can look at that too.
Okay, do you have a comment?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for your comments. Any additional comments or questions at this time?
Another Weil, Bob Weil, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North.
Good evening, Mr. Weil.
Hi. I have a couple of comments on the Piscataway website, which is starting to look kind of antiquated, in my opinion. And I'm wondering why the minutes from these meetings, from the master plan, et cetera, aren't posted there for all the townspeople to see, because I think the thing that makes this, it seems like you guys are trying real hard, and I'd like to see more of my neighbors here communicating with you too. And the more information you can pass on to them, the more involved people can be, and I think that is a win-win for
democracy.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Any other comments or questions from the public?
Curtis Webb, 1750 West 3rd.
Good evening, Mr. Webb.
Mr. Webb.
Yes, I guess I'll call this one rehashing. First thing I need to address is my issue I'm having with the guy, what's his name? Walker?
Benjamin Walker?
Yeah. I had to call his office. I think I talked to Frank. I got a letter about a month ago about my yard. I straightened it up, so a friend of mine said, "Kid, you better get some proof that you did this." So I called and I made them send me a letter saying my yard was clean. Mm-hmm. But if I look a couple of doors down, my neighbor is not clean. So I'm trying to figure out, I think I was picked on, and I'm gonna take that for granted. I need to know if I can make these guys, the ones that tore the house down on 2nd Street, do what they're supposed to do, fill it in. Now, I didn't ask them for the grass seed, but I think by law they should fill this thing in. I asked Mr. Walker, I guess he went out there, That's
so which property are we referencing here?
It's the property that the bank had owned, and they tore the property down. They still have to finish work out there.
Okay.
You know they have to finish it, right? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The problem I had with the guy, whoever took the leaves up, they came and got the leaves. I need to know from the mayor, who's going to cut this grass on the other side of the park? Where? Is the guys that cut the grass in the park going to cut it? Or is the city going to cut it? I need to know.
So is this township property, or is this private?
Mayor knows what exactly we're
covering. Curtis, just refresh my memory. Is this Hazelwood Park?
Hazelwood Park. Right across the street from the park.
Okay.
A little pond.
That is private property over there.
City doesn't own 3 feet, 5 feet, 10 feet?
We own like maybe 10 feet over there, but it's private property.
Okay, now who's hard to cut that grass?
The owner is.
So I guess the thing that I think what you're asking, right, is if the owner does not do it, right?
Doesn't do it.
Right, so then what'll happen is they'll get a notice, right? And what'll happen is this will become a public nuisance, and the Piscataway will come out and cut it. And then they'll get a fine. They'll get a letter that states.
Is it vacant?
It's vacant.
Yeah. So that's exact. So I remember you had a question a couple weeks ago. How do those names get listed there? And that's what happens. If you have a piece of property in your particular neighborhood that looks like it's not being tended to, after we try to notify the owner, if that does not happen and they don't fix it, then there's the Piscataway will come in and take care of it.
And then the bank has to pay the township back. Because the lien will go.
The piece of property that the city owns on the corner of 2nd and Hazelwood. The mayor knows what I'm talking about. Last year we said we had a contract with M&A to clean up all these little pieces of property. Do we remember this conversation? Yes? No? Maybe?
Brian, do you recall the conversation, Mr. Grubbenstone? He said there was a conversation that you had with him between M&M Properties.
Which,
can you repeat the location? The location, Mr. Grubbs?
Last year, contract was issued to M&A, correct?
Oh, you mean the curb and sidewalk? Oh, you mean the folks that are doing the takedowns?
Takedowns, whatever you want to call it. The property that the city owns on the corner of 2nd and Hazelwood, across the street from the church.
Yes, they haven't gotten over there yet.
This was moved, what, wait a minute.
Some of them part of we did partial, some of our in-house forces, and I don't believe that they have gotten over there yet. So they're still working on pruning things in north side, and they still have more takedowns because they're only coming in 2 days a week. So,
when do you think that they'll get over there? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I can ask Mr. Gasperi, the Public Works Director.
I can find that out, but they're trying not to jump all over the town. They're trying to concentrate in one area and then move to another area.
So, Mr. Grubbs, what I would suggest is if you can give Tim give Tim a call, right? Maybe on Monday or something, give you a couple days.
He does speak pretty regular with Guy. He's just ask Guy, and he'll tell you.
I didn't know that was his department. I'll call Guy. Frank, I have this issue with that fence for my neighbor. What are we going to do, sir?
It's middle of winter, we can't start because the ground is frozen.
I'm going to explain something to you again, Mayor. The middle of winter has nothing to do with this. Take a cold slope digger, put the fence up.
We just spent money out there to reseed everything out.
You have to reseed it again.
Okay, Mr. Grubbs, please. We're trying to accomplish something to make it look nice out there. The last thing we want to do is have heavy equipment or trucks out there to ruin what was done in there. I have committed to him. We are going to take care of it. It's just not
It sounds like when the temperature changes, Mr. Grubbs, then they'll...
Mike, you got something to say? I just wanted to know if you could chime in there. Okay, let me handle it then.
Okay.
I discussed this with Frank already. Mm-hmm. We have an issue over there. They have a fence. They took the fence down, and it's a cut through. We had a couple of issues. I don't know if she called the police. I told her to call the police. It's a cut through there. They're coming off that street, coming in her backyard, coming up to Popular. They was in her yard a couple of times. I asked them to take a pole hook and just fix her fence. I don't care if you don't fix the other part. Why can't you just go back out there with a pole hook? Want me to do it? I'll do it. I'm charging you. Why can't you just go there with a pole hook? I ain't gonna go there with a machine. And put the fence back.
Once again, Council President, we are not going to have Fink go out there and ruin what we just did.
How are you going to ruin something big?
Curtis, so I think everything I've over the years, you and I have known each other. When we say we get something done, we'll take care of it. So
it sounds like, Mr. Grubb, this probably will not happen until the springtime. The spring, correct? Okay. So what we'll do is we can take note of that, and you know we can speak on this particular topic in the spring again. And if someone continues to come through this lady's property, then I would suggest that she give the police a call. That's probably the appropriate thing for her to do.
Okay. We had this conversation at the 2 meetings ago. I asked about the sewers being cleaned. Whatever happened.
So this will be Mr. Grubbs' last question. So there's a for you, Mayor. If I could.
I don't know. I'll have to check with the sewer division. I apologize.
Okay. So what he said he apologizes. He'll have to check with the sewer division. So if you can
call. You call Tim. You can have an answer.
I needed to ask. Was is this done periodically or what?
Yes, we do clean certain problematic areas in town.
How often? That's what I'm asking. But I'm trying to figure out when do you think the last time it was done?
What, flushing a sewer line?
Yes, from my house up to the corner.
I believe Hazelwood. I believe it was flushed like that 3 weeks ago.
You believe?
3 weeks ago.
So, Mr. Mayor, what I would do is check with Tim tomorrow to confirm, you know, when the last time it was done and when it will be done again. So it sounds like you might have a problem or something out there.
The problem was stated 2 meetings ago.
Okay, all right. So
I mean, if you want to put the minutes back, stated this 2 meetings ago.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll have Mr. Grubbs contact Tim tomorrow, and then we'll get a solution.
And as he can do any time between meetings, if he feels he's not getting a service that he needs,
excuse me,
you can always give a call You don't have to wait until you come to a meeting. We haven't had a meeting now in a couple of weeks.
Well,
so if you have a problem,
I prefer to wait to the meeting this way. It's on paper and on record, because the conversations don't get taken off.
So that's fine. So if you could give Tim a call tomorrow. Okay, thanks. Are there any other comments or questions from the public at this time?
Hi, Kamula Tillman, 229 Ellis Parkway.
Good evening, Ms.
Tillman. I have a question about the GE healthcare. I'm just trying to figure out, will any of the school's budget, because from what I'm understanding from people, just the gossip and the rumor mills, depending on how the contract was negotiated, whether some tax savings or whatever, something was said about they may not be required to fund part of the school budget, when I thought when we have projects like that, they're have to. So will the school budgets be affected by any of the development projects that are currently in progress in Piscataway, whether it's Best Buy, the GE? Like, I'm still learning this myself. I've been trying to find information, but I don't know.
I'll let our legal counsel answer that question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So in pilot programs,
yes,
they still pay taxes. They pay taxes on the land. The agreement is essentially for the improvements on the property. And they still pay money in lieu of taxes.
Right.
And it's usually close to or corresponding to what they would have paid. The advantage is that for their financing purposes, to help redevelopment, to allow them to get funding, it creates a specific number that they can budget for, that their banks can say, okay, these are your costs going forward, in order for them to be able to finance and plan accordingly so that they can get better funding and move forward, so that there's no surprise tax increases, etc. But the land portion, which is a substantial portion of your tax bill, it's just like normal taxes.
So then they are required, that money that you recoup from that will go towards the projected sum of the money. So how do we find out what percentage? Because if it doesn't meet the full projected amount from, like, if you're a homeowner, you pay a certain percentage of taxes, right? That has to go to the school board budget.
Whatever the ratio is.
If I may, Council President, wherever the breakdown normally goes to county, school district, fire district, and town.
Resident, corporate, pilot, that you just said depends on the rates. I'm just trying to understand, because I really don't know.
Right.
So I'm trying to find the information to see, wait a minute, is this going to really hit me later on at some point?
You mean you as a homeowner?
As a resident in Piscataway with a student attending the Piscataway Township Schools, yes. So I'm just trying to figure out, so the school budget will not be affected by any of the...
So,
you said it depends on the percentage. You're saying everyone's... I'm just trying to make sure I understand so that...
So the improvements portion of it, that comes to the township.
Okay.
The land is split as would be... Right. The rest of your property taxes would be split between the county, the township, and the school.
As
their rental ratios would be.
Okay.
You know, whether your overall taxes will get affected, they generally shouldn't, because, you know, if that money goes to the township versus the school, your township isn't going to tax, you know, is going to have that revenue to lower your township portion of your taxes. So overall, your overall taxes shouldn't be changed. And the council doesn't look to take money away from the school to raise your taxes. You know, the township is looking to how can we bring in people and incentivize people to do redevelopment and get gradables here. Without these fixed payment agreements, it's harder for these corporations to get financing. And these fixed payment agreements allow them to get better financing to bring in businesses, incentivize them to actually build out properties. Because if these properties lay vacant, your taxes are going to go up, because we're not going to get, the schools or the township or the county are not going to get taxes anyway at all, because it's going to be a vacant property that they, like we talked about earlier, when they appeal their taxes, it's based on the income being received by that property, and empty property gets low to no taxes.
So when the development is finished and complete and finalized the agreement, is there a way for us to see what that percentage might be for developments and stuff? So
yes.
Can that online? Because I'm trying to figure out, like, how is this going to affect?
Well, not to belabor the point, we're not receiving any funds from any taxation entity out there currently, and have not been for 3 years.
Right.
So as
I'm just trying to figure out, when you do get that money that comes in, How is it affected? That's all I want to know. Right. And I understand. I understand if it's empty, there's nothing to collect. And I understand.
I don't want to belabor the point.
Mr. Mayor, I was trying to just finish my thought. I wasn't belaboring the point. I was just seeking clarity. This is my first time. I've been searching on my own to get information. So my question here is just one of clarity. I'm not intentionally trying to belabor a point or make any type of contention.
I wasn't talking about you. I was trying to get some additional information in your problem.
But you kept cutting me off. I'm sorry to Council President. Sure. That. Thank you. I got my answer. Okay, good. Thank you. You're welcome.
Well, the pilot is an economic development tool, and for a piece of property to be eligible to go into a pilot program, there's a lot of requirements from the state. For example, it has to be, as a state statute, it has to be essentially a vacant piece of property that is currently zoned for a use that is not going to draw business. You know, for example, it's usually so that had been zoned as like business, professional, scientific research. I'm not sure what it was. There's no market for that, so that's part of the requirement. It also has to be a piece of property that the development of it is not going to have an impact on like school population. So, like a developer who wants to build an apartment building can't get a pilot because that's not something that would be eligible for it. So, the purpose of the pilot is to develop. To create economic development. A pilot is for a set period of time, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And it's, as Raj pointed out, it's a fixed number. The good thing for that is if they don't do well economically, they're locked in at a particular rate. So we don't have to have an issue of, say, that particular site or any other site that's in the pilot program 5 years from now filing a tax appeal and saying, you know, business isn't as good as we anticipated, and us having to refund money, which is a budget killer. So it creates some certainty for the town, it creates some certainty for the developer, and as Raj pointed out, the bankers that are really funding this like them because they know what their costs are. When the pilot expires, and they're different lengths depending on negotiation, then they're taxed like anybody else, based on their assessed value, and that undoubtedly, when a pilot expires, that will change. Just to clarify, the land, and there's a lot of land out there, the land is not part of the pilot, it's the economic development. So the land is still taxed. Normal property tax is divided up between the Board of Education, the county, and the municipality. It's different than the pilot.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but when we get our taxes, we see the rate, the percentage that goes to the school, the county, the municipal, correct? So that's how you would see what percentage would go to the school.
And I think what Ms. Tillman was asking is she wants to know specifically about that site, though. Am I correct, Ms. Tillman?
Well, yeah, this is right. The one that was recent. Yeah. I know there are other development projects that are pending, exactly. So I'm just asking. He was saying that it might change. So right. I was just trying to figure out if it does, how do we know, and, you know, we want to...
By all means, right. If you have a question on that specifically, when we start to collect the taxes, we're definitely, it's something that you can receive. It's not a problem.
Joe, I'll save it for the next meeting because we have, I want to talk more about taxes because that's actually on the agenda for the next meeting.
Okay.
The next meeting, so I'll wait.
Okay. So at this time, if there are no additional questions from the public, I'd like to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. So we'll move on to the. I'm about to eat the mic here. Keep saying things. So we'll move on to the agenda meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order.